Our topic today is how to produce strawberries in pots.
Welcome to Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles, the podcast for professional gardeners. We are talking about edible plants.
My name is Frederik Vollert, and at Lubera Edibles, I'm responsible for product development. My guest today is Robert Meyerhofer. He is the nursery and production manager at the Lubera facility in Switzerland. Welcome, Robert.
Hi, Frederik. And to start, I have two questions for you, Frederik. What would you say, how important are strawberry plants on the market, and how important are strawberry plants for Lubera edibles?
I think strawberry plants on the market are very important because everybody knows strawberries. Not everybody likes strawberries.
But the most,
I think. But the most, yes. And it's easy to cultivate in the garden, and it's a culture for row planting in the garden, mostly. So you need a bigger amount of plants in the garden to get a good harvest for processing, for making jam, making cakes, and so on. And also, strawberries I have to replant regularly. Every two or three or maybe 4 years, but it's very long. Normally you have to replant every 2 years. So that's why you have a regular
replanting in the garden.
You have a regular replanting and also a regular high amount of needed plants on the market. For Lubera edibles, it's a little bit difficult to say. We producing strawberries longer than we have in available for all customers. We started to producing strawberries exclusive for Lubera. So you gotta get our young plants since a couple of years.
Yeah.
And then we started to selling strawberry young plants with establishing Lubera edibles. So this was the change. And it's, I think the yearly amounts are increasing every year, but we are on a very low step at the moment. So my opinion is strawberries have a big chance to get under the top five of the most sold plants at Lubera Edibles. So yeah, we will see what the future brings. And I have to say, it's not because I'm working for Lubera, it's because I really like strawberries and I like very tasty fruits. So the Lubera strawberries, I think, are the most tasty varieties on the market.
Yeah, I think so. Yes, of course. The most strawberries on the market, also in the plant market, are strawberry varieties who are coming out of the professional market, and everybody knows when he buying strawberries in the supermarket, and maybe it's February or March, they look like strawberries, but the taste is sometimes different or no taste.
Or like cucumber.
Yes, maybe. And our breeding program was only for the home garden market, and for the home garden market it's important that you have varieties with a good taste and you have a healthy plant. And the breeding programs for the professional market, there are different
topics they are caring about shelf life and color and also a yield per square meter, yield per hectare. Yeah. And maybe not about the plant health and the taste become also more important. I know that some supermarkets don't accept all varieties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a little bit the same as with tomatoes. Everybody knows the tomatoes in the supermarket and the taste tomatoes could have when you grow the right variety in the garden. I think it's a little bit the same. Yes.
So, Robert, what sizes on strawberry plants you produce at Lubera?
We produce a few different sizes. We have the most numbers in trays with six plants in it. It's a pot size or a cell size with I think 5 to 7 centimeters, and we producing strawberry plants in trays with 10 cells in it, and then 12 centimeter pots and also 5 liter pots. So we make very big strawberries up to 5 liter.
So very big strawberry plant.
Yes, but for a balcony or on terraces, it's very nice. Big flowering plant.
I know your plants in at selling time, so it's...
They are beautiful, yeah. It's a high price, but you get a finished plant. We make the double pleasures varieties in it. These are varieties with pink flowers. And we also in a pink pot, so it's very colorful, the plant, when we sell it. And we also make a balcony variety with white flowers in the red pot in 5 liter. Mm. So they're beautiful in selling time, yeah.
And what sizes of young plants do we use for your production?
We have two sizes of young plants. We use IVP young plant. You can afterwards complain what it is, and also the normal plug plant. So maybe you will explain the sizes we use.
Yeah. So the plug plant is our normal young plant size from a 60 cell tray, and the smaller is an in vitro plug. It's much smaller. It's comparable to the seedling from the size, but it's very special in handling, and also it's not a good shelf life. So it's just produced to order on a special amount of plants needed per variety.
Yeah.
So this is why we don't have it on free amount on a free availability list. So that's all the plants we have on our availability list are standard quality, standard plug plant from our 60 cell tray.
And we use the EVLPs for oil tray plants. So for the six a tray and the tray with 10 plants, and we use the EVLPs because the root ball is very, very small and it's easier to plant. And for the 12 centimeter pots, we use the plug. And also for the 5 liter pot we talked before, we use 3 plug plants where we put in the 5 liter pot.
So not out of one?
No, out of 3, because we want a full pot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And could you tell us something about the cultivation time of the different sizes?
Yeah, I try to do it because it's a very hard question. There are so many options. I will make a few examples, but maybe if you're interested in strawberry young plants from Lubera Edibles, get in touch with us or with Frederick and let you help with the right productation time. Because there are so many options. For example, we are making strawberries in a tray with 10 plants, which we are selling in first week of August. And there we know that we need exactly 6 weeks cultivation time out of EVP. So we you can count back, and so we have to pot in mid of June, and then we have exact after 6 weeks we have a finished plant where we can sell. When you want to produce a plant for spring selling, you have to produce it a year before, and summer, autumn before. And for that you have make a decision between latest potting time, because when you pot too early, the plant can make a lot of runners, and it's work in winter to clean the plant. And when you pot it too late, the plant have no time to grow, and also have no time to get hardy enough to come over the winter. So our latest potting time is mid of August, where we make, and then you have also to think about the pot size. When you make a 9 centimeter pot or 12 centimeter pot like we do, you need a bigger young plant, you have to use the plug, and also you need a longer cultivation time that the plant is growing more, and you have a plant who is filling the pot. So the best, I would say, contact us and we will help you
to get the right plant to the right time of to the right potting time. So what about the winter cover? Is it a winter protection? Is it needed to get a winter protection?
Yes, it is. So you the risk to lose plants without protection is too high, so you have to cover it. You can we do the most plants leave it outside and cover with a fleece, but you can also put it in a greenhouse or in a plastic tunnel, or you could also store it in a fridge with -1, -2 degrees. That's also possible.
So you when you freeze it, you have to cut the leaves first back, or
you not have to do it, but it makes sense. Yes, when we freeze it, we clean it. We have a machine who cutting all the leaves off, and you have to do a little bit by hand afterwards. We do that before freezing. We will do this work in December, and then the plants go in the cold store with normally -1 degrees, and the plants will let outside on the fleece coverage. We start to clean later, because we saw that plants where we cleaned totally without leaves or with one or two small leaves, the losses are higher when you start cleaning in December or beginning of January. When you do it later in end of January or February, you normally lose no plants.
Okay. Do you make difference? Do you have different productions for everbearing and junebearing varieties? Are they different?
No, not really. Daniel, in production versus the same. Maybe interesting is that we have in the assortment of the trays, there are 2/3 one-time bearing varieties and 1/3 ever-bearing. And in the bigger sizes, in the 12 centimeter pots, it's different.
The opposite?
Yeah, two-thirds ever-bearing strawberries and 1/3 with one-time bearing. Mm-hmm.
So it normally depends on the different
usage, I would say.
Yes,
yeah, of the clients, because the bigger plants, the clients buy only a few plants, and often for balcony, terrace, pots, and tray plants. That's the client they plant in the garden in lines, classically.
Anything special you want to add? I'm not ask you for.
Maybe the soil, we don't talk about the soil, use not too fine soil. When you plant in trays, it can't be too big, grob. So I want to say don't use too fine soil because strawberry don't like it too wet, and don't give too much fertilizer because they make growing like crazy, make a lot of runners, and you have to clean it all in winter time. So
less nitrogen, more nitrogen fertilizer belongs to more runners.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay, then thank you for answering my question. I think we are at the end.
All questions are answered. Yes, and when you have something we're not talking about, it Frederick will tell you now how to contact him.
Yeah. So if you have any further questions about varieties or about production, just send me an email to frederick.follard@luberedibles.com, and I will say that we 2 years ago, I think, we had done a research of the salt plants of everbearing and junebearing varieties. It was very interesting. Mm-hmm. So if you have interest in this research, just contact me. And if you want to get informed of all of our news, of our varieties, you can subscribe our newsletter, the Gardener's Letter, at luberedibles.com/newsletter. Thank you.
Thanks for hearing Gardeners Radio by Lubera Edibles. You find us on every platform for podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and of course on our website www.luberaedibles.com. Go on gardening.